It's David Knight. Keep on dying. It's Thursday, January the 25th, 2018. A week after the memo written by Devin Nunes and others with him inside the House Select Committee on Intelligence, after they put together a four-page summary of what they've been seeing and let everybody on the House floor read it. Nobody is willing to read it to the American public on the House floor, however. And Judge Napolitano has joined the chorus of those saying, where are we going to find a hero who's going to tell the American people the truth, what's going on here, and read that memo, that summary there? Now, we released a couple of days ago a memo. Then there's been pushback from the mainstream media saying, it wasn't released. It was put out in May. Well, it's not old news if nobody reports it, is it? Why didn't they report it? Was it released somewhere on a site where nobody could see it, only recently put out on a site where people could see it? Or was it there in plain sight? Nobody saw it. Nobody reported on it. Even if it was put out in May, it is still news. And why are they still not talking about it? Instead, what they'll do is they'll push back and say, well, that's not the memo. That's not new news. It is news, folks. And I guess it really, in a sense, it isn't news. We've known for a long time, haven't we, that the NSA and the FISA court have been abusing their power. They were, and we'll talk about it again. Where did this come from? You know, goes back to the Church Committee hearings, goes back to the Pike House Committee hearings. The NSA, the CIA, and others were already abusing their powers in the 1960s when we had just wired telephones, dumb phones. Now they've got smartphones, and they're far more abusive about this. So we're going to be talking about that to William Jasper of The New American. He's written a story about that, but also about National ID, this deal that is being offered. Our freedom and our privacy and our ability and our right to work. Where are the unions out there about right to work? That we should have to get a permit from the federal government to get a job? That we should have a national ID card with biometrics? Where are the Christians out there? Where are the Christians, the labor unions? Where are the people, the libertarians? Where's anybody protesting this? See, we've gotten to a position where people believe that something is going to get them just a little bit of security. They'll trade away everything. And we've seen that trade done before on immigration. The number of people that are being proposed under these pathway to citizenship that President Trump threw that carrot out for, got everybody all excited about. Immediately, people within the administration pushed back and said, no, that's just, we're just talking about that, just considering that. But he threw that out, and it was red meat to people like Lindsey Graham, who have always been for open borders. As Ann Coulter points out, we'll talk about this later in the day, Ann Coulter says, why should we care what Lindsey Graham thinks about immigration? This is a guy who has been pushing it over and over and over again. This is a guy who got 0%. And that's not an exaggeration. He got 0% when he ran for president. Why should we listen to anything this anti-American non-entity has to say about anything? He's wrong on immigration. He's wrong on the military-industrial complex. He's wrong on foreign policy. He's a neocon. He doesn't stand for anything that's appropriate. Now, he did come out to try to shore up his base in South Carolina. He did introduce a bill to prohibit abortions after 20 weeks because children can feel pain at that point, they say. Well, if he was serious, if they really were serious, if they weren't just throwing out virtue signaling to their base, throwing out carrots to their base, they would get serious about it and they would defund Planned Parenthood. They'd defund any organization that is getting money for health care that performs abortion. That'd be the easy thing to get through, especially when we're going to break this, explain this to you. They had record expenditures on the Monday the federal government was closed, the most they've ever spent on that day in history, that working day in history, as they were supposedly closed. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. for those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels. Most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Makaru from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
It's Thursday, January the 25th, 2018. As I said at the top of the hour, 1 week since the memo was written by Devin Nunes and others, specifically talking about the abuses within the Department of Justice, within the FBI, abuses of the FISA system, the FISA court. And, of course, we released a memo. William Binney broke it down with Alex Jones. A lot of details about, specifically, about how the NSA was abusing its powers, not following the law. Of course, I think the big story is that they didn't release that information in a way that the American public could see it until after they had reauthorized Section 702 and a lot of these same abuses, until after they had loosened the restrictions on these agencies that were abusing the powers that they were given. So, to me, I'm very concerned about the fact that not only do we have a collusion between the Department of Justice and the FBI to do illegal things, to cover up crimes, to commit crimes, and we've seen this not just against President Trump. We saw it just recently, less than a month ago. This all came out in the Bundy trial. This is a pattern of behavior. Pick your event. Any big criminal event that you've seen lately, we've got some people in the FBI pushing back and saying, you're trying to destroy the FBI. Let me tell you something. The people who are trying to destroy the FBI are the ones who are covering up these crimes, that are condoning them. You want to purge the bad actors out of your organization. If you don't, we'll purge the organization. It's gotten to be that bad. And we cannot allow this to go on. Just consider this in isolation and forget what's happened with all these other events, like the Bundy trial. I mean, there we had the Department of Justice working hand in glove under Obama with the FBI coming out and threatening people, then portraying the victims as the aggressors, lying about it, lying to the judge. The judge threw the case out completely. Have we forgotten that already? That was just a month ago. The same thing that they were doing with President Trump. That's what I was saying when all that was going on. We knew that was happening. We knew that was happening back in 2014. We knew all this stuff was a lie. They were lying about these people, trying to set them up in the same way they're trying to set up President Trump. And we said at the same time, look, Jeff Sessions needs to get involved here and do something about this, because this is a pattern of behavior that has become systemic within the FBI. Are you going to purge that systemic corruption, or are you going to let that cancer metastasize to every aspect of it? And we've just had an article come out from Axios within the last day or so. I reported on it yesterday. And in it, they were saying, you know, President or Attorney General Sessions had told the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, you need to clean house at the FBI. Now, Christopher Wray is pushing back on that. He's angry that somebody would tell him he needs a clean house. See, the problem with Jeff Sessions on this Russian investigation was, and I don't endorse everything. I think he's totally wrong, and I've said so on the marijuana issue. He's overstepping the bounds of the federal government. The entire drug war is unconstitutional and a violation of the 10th and 9th Amendments. They don't have those powers given to them specifically, and they have assumed those powers, as I've said before. Don't talk about 420 when you talk about marijuana. Talk about 1018. The 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment show that they do not have any authority to prohibit anything unless it is specifically mentioned in the Constitution. It wasn't. So they had an 18th Amendment to prohibit alcohol. So Sessions is completely wrong on that. But I understand where he's coming from with the Russian investigation. He wanted to avoid any appearance of unethical behavior. That's not the same way that Christopher Wray sees it. He's going to keep people in there like Andrew McCabe and others who everybody is talking openly about his unethical behavior. He's got multiple ethics investigations going on against him and right now within the FBI for things that he's done to employees as well as things relating to his wife's Senate campaign. Why would you, as Christopher Wray, one of the top law enforcement officers, the head of the FBI, the director of the FBI, why would he not want to have this guy step down and purge him out to avoid the appearance of ethical impropriety? See, they're covering for their own. This is an incestuous corruption that is in the FBI, quite frankly. We're going to get to that. Right now, as they're coming out, they think they've got something new here. And President Trump got angry with some reporters. He said, all right, yeah, I'll talk to Mueller. I'll do it under oath. Whatever. I hope he's got some good lawyers, and I hope they can talk him out of doing that because these guys are criminals. Mueller is a criminal. This is a setup. This is an entrapment. They've already done it to Flynn. I hope he can learn from what they did to Flynn, where they come in, and I don't think Flynn even knew that he was being questioned officially. People can argue he should have known that. Well, I don't know. I mean, how many people have you come in and an FBI agent just, it depends on how the questions were asked, right? They were asked casually. They don't put you under oath. They don't have to inform you that you are being interrogated. He doesn't know he's in interrogation. He didn't have a lawyer present. Like, oh yeah, well, nah, I didn't do this. And it's like, ah, gotcha. So, to talk to Mueller about this non-investigation, I think that would be insanity. Let's hope that he doesn't do it. Let's hope that was just angry talk with the reporters. Trump says fighting back against Russian probe is not obstruction. How can it even be obstruction when there is no crime? We've had these people say over and over again there was no collusion with Russia. So where's the crime? As a matter of fact, there should have been evidence of a crime before there was a special prosecution started, because otherwise you have a bring me the man, I'll find the crime Stalin-esque investigation. It's Jeff Flake saying, oh, yeah. Trump is Stalin. No, let me tell you something. Mueller is Stalin. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime was a quote from Stalin. That's the way they operated under Soviet Russia. That's why they shut down the special prosecutor law in 1999. You had Scalia writing a Supreme Court decision. The only one who said this is going to turn into an investigation of an individual. In other words, a witch hunt. It's going to be a politicized investigation of an individual, not of a crime. He was the only one who said that. 8-1, the Supreme Court said, yeah, you can have a special prosecutor law. And then after everybody saw how that worked, there was bipartisan agreement they would let that go away. And it did in 1999. So there is no law for this. There's no law. And it is a witch hunt in every respect. Trump has the authority to fire Comey. The firing did not stop the investigation. There is no obstruction. Because there is no crime, they've admitted there is no collusion, yet they continue to go on. And Mueller is saying, these are the things, these are the topics that we would like to talk about. We'd like to learn more. We'd like to learn a little bit about you for our files. Mrs. Robinson, you better get a lawyer. About the president allegedly asking former FBI Director James Comey to drop the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. That's not exactly right. That's the way CNN reports it. He said, he's a good guy, you know, don't hit him hard or whatever. In other words, that was within his ability to do that. He's not saying, hey, I know he committed a crime, but don't prosecute him. Which, interestingly enough, do they have a problem with the fact that Comey says, I know that Hillary Clinton committed multiple serious felony violations, violating national security and exposing some of our most secret negotiations to everyone? ClintonEmails.com. Come and get them. Everybody, come and get them. And we're not going to prosecute her for that. Why don't they complain about that? Why doesn't Mueller look into that? Oh, no, no. Not going to look into a Comey obstructing justice, Comey usurping authority. Comey should have been fired. He should have been jailed if justice was to be done. Mueller also wants to know about Trump's reaction to Comey's May 2017 testimony at Capitol Hill, which reportedly angered the president. Were you angry? Well, then I think maybe we'll have to impeach you. Tell me the truth. Oh, he didn't tell me the truth. He really was angry, so now he lied to me, and now I can get him for lying to the FBI. Yeah. Remember, Papadopoulos was supposed to be the big breakthrough witness. This con man who was an unpaid intern at an energy company, then became a unpaid volunteer in the Trump campaign. He didn't fool anybody but Mueller. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
They've now got a new narrative, even though they don't have a crime, even though they say there is no collusion, even though they say they still want to, we want to talk to you, President Trump. We want you to, kind of put you under the FBI polygraph test here. See if we can entrap you in something. I hope he doesn't do it. We're going to get video number two here. We got Trey Gowdy, talking about the new talking point of the left. They're now saying, and I mentioned this yesterday, oh, Trump asked Andrew McCabe, who did you vote for? And I said at the time, if he said it, and President Trump says, I don't recall that, I don't think I said that, but what if I did? He says, no big deal. He says, I don't know what the big deal is with that, because I'd ask you, who did you vote for? He says, I don't think it's a big deal. Remember when Reagan was shot, and as they're wheeling him into the hospital, he asked the doctors, are you guys Republicans? Who'd you vote for? I mean, you know, it could be done as a joke. I said yesterday, if he said it, I would expect that it was something that President Trump would do kind of half joking and in a rhetorical question. Like, I know who you are. I know exactly who you are. You're the guy who covered for Hillary Clinton. You're the guy who is a part of the Clinton apparatus, who Terry McAuliffe's organization, affiliated with Hillary Clinton, gave $700,000 to your wife who was running for Senate at the same time you're supposedly investigating Hillary Clinton, but you were covering for her, weren't you? Who'd you vote for? to me, that was kind of a, you know, I could see President Trump doing exactly that sort of thing. Could have been a joke. Maybe he didn't say it at all. He says, I don't really recall that. But they're trying to make a big deal out of this. And so you got Trey Gowdy going on CNN. And here's a clip of that. That's clip number two.
I've said that you've seen the ones, the texts which exist, the ones that we know about personally. One that was sent the day after the election, which you're referring to impeachment. But one of the ones you've talked about, you quoted it as saying, quote, perhaps this is the first meeting of the secret society. You didn't give any context. OK, what was the context? Did they elaborate? What are we talking about? Secret society.
It's right after they're lamenting the fact that Trump won North Carolina and that he won Florida, and they're really disappointed in the way the election turned out. And then about an inch down from that is a conversation about perhaps this should be the first meeting of the secret society. And then about two texts down, they say, let's talk about it with Andy. I don't know if that's Andy McCabe, and I'm not going to allege that it is. But it's eerily similar to what they
right
said
now,
about the insurance
policy. You kind of are. You're throwing it out into the ether. I mean.
Well, Andy McCabe is mentioned throughout their text. I don't know if there's another Andy.
Pause it for a second. Maybe they were referring to Andy from Toy Story. I don't know. I mean, who would it be? What Andy would we be talking about when they're talking about Andrew McCabe and referring to him as Andy throughout the rest of these texts? That's kind of a jumping to a conclusion, isn't it? Says CNN. Trey Gowdy continues. Let's go with the rest of this stuff.
I don't know if there is or not. So I'm not going to malign Andy McCabe. I actually asked him directly about the insurance policy text, and he denied it. I take him at his word, but take him out of it. Here are two bureau agents talking about a secret society. I don't have a clue what they're talking about. I don't know whether one existed, but you know what, Aaron? It's not my responsibility to prove that. They're the ones who use the phrase. They're the ones that should explain it. I can't tell you what they meant. I can just tell you what they said. And they talking about a secret society right after they were talking about how depressed they were that Donald Trump won.
Yeah, I mean, you know, why should we be concerned about the FBI plotting insurance and so forth in case Trump wins? Why would we be concerned about a secret society within the FBI? Yeah, nothing to see there, says CNN. But you're talking about Andy? You're drawing some conclusions there about Andy McCain? McCabe, they're all the same, really, quite frankly. My concern about all this is that this is part of a systemic issue. As I said before, the four-page memo They mentioned names, according to Daily Beast and those that they've talked to. It's not just Fox News or other people who are saying this, or congressmen constantly talking. Some of them have named names. Matt Gaetz has publicly named names. But Daily Beast is saying it names FBI Director, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, former FBI Director James Comey, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. They're all named in there in this GOP-authored thing. So what they're talking about is they're talking about the Department of Justice. They're talking about individuals and crimes that they committed. Now, underneath and enabling that as a tool, underneath the Department of Justice and the FBI is this tool and other agencies, the NSA and its abuses, the FISA court and its abuses. And I think it's important for us to understand that the FISA court was put up as a means to try to control the abuses of the CIA and the NSA back in the 1960s. You had the church hearing in the Senate that got a lot of attention. Everybody simply focused on the heart attack gun issue. Where we got the clip where you've got the gun being passed around, and it would remove all traces of what it shot. So this person would have a heart attack, and this was in the mid-70s. Nobody would be able to tell that they had been shot with this gun. And you've got Barry Goldwater looking down the side of the gun. Yeah, it's a pretty good sight or whatever. Passing it on to another guy in the committee. That got all the news. But what it was really about was the surveillance of the American people. And I think we don't want to see this same kind of misdirection with all of this stuff with the back and forth and the memo and so forth. We don't want to lose sight of what the real issue is here. The real issue is that 100-page memo that William Binney explained showing the abuses. There we go. There's a clip of it. They're passing this back and forth. Well, I can't believe you guys have got this sort of thing. You know, kind of interesting that Richard Helm, who was the director of the CIA at the time, he was removed, and they put George H.W. Bush, a guy who said, although we know better, a guy who said he'd never been involved with the CIA. So they get this supposed neophyte in. And a few years later, Richard Helms was found floating in a boat behind his house, dressed in his pajamas and a robe. He just decided to go boating in the middle of the night and had a heart attack. You know, how could that happen, right? But anyway, these criminals were not just about the people at top. They always find them to be the most interesting. It was the clip from Michael Hayden. We're not interested in bad guys. We're interested in interesting people. You know, people like President Trump and so forth. But they're interested in you too. And it is a deep state shadow government that doesn't think that it has any laws. So they take something like the FISA construct. That's what came out of the Church and Pike hearings. The Church in the Senate, Pike in the House. They said, we're going to let you continue to do this, but you're going to be limited to foreign citizens in foreign countries. If you come after Americans or even foreigners in America, you're going to have to get search warrants and so forth. And now they have used that, turned that around, and used that as an enabling tool to spy not just on politicians, but on Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. And let's not lose sight of what the bigger crime here is. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Matt in Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and as I said, it's been 1 week since we've seen the memo circulated on the House floor. We're still asking them to release that particular memo. We have seen a memo released, and again, the questions are, if it's an old document, not a memo, it's about 100 pages, 90 to 100 pages, depending on, I guess, your printer. But outlining, as William Binney went through with Alex Jones, outlining all the abuses by the NSA, just the NSA. That doesn't include the abuses by the FISA court. That doesn't include the abuses by the Department of Justice and the FBI. You know, the NSA is a tool, just like the FISA court. They were supposed to accomplish one thing, but they have been turned by the deep state shadow government to a unlawful criminal purpose. And so, but the question is, people push back, oh, that's a memo from May. Well, where was it? Where's it been all this time? Was it visible? Is it news? If it's not old news, if you never reported it, and you still don't want to report it, do you? And I find it very disturbing that the people in the House knew about this and reauthorized Section 702 and other aspects of the surveillance state, not only reauthorized it, but loosened the controls. They knew about these abuses.
They knew how these fundamental things were being abused, and yet they reauthorized this. Absolutely amazing. If they didn't know about it, then that should tell them that they don't have any control over this, and they should revisit this again. If they reauthorized it, they can deauthorize it, and they should do so as soon as possible. You know, Rand Paul immediately says, oh, isn't this interesting? He's trying to be polite. I mean, he's not dumb. He says, oh, how ironic. The day after you guys reauthorized all this surveillance, that you find out about all this corruption. How ironic. It's not irony. It's hypocrisy. He knows that. You know that. We all know that. So what about this release the memo stuff? Well, the Department of Justice is pushing back and saying it would be reckless to release this memo unless we review it and redact it and so forth. Others who've looked at it says it doesn't reveal anything about methods or personnel or anything like that. Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd said the Republican push to release a memo that they say reveals political bias of the FBI and Department of Justice would be extraordinarily reckless. Look, it's not just political bias. It is criminal misconduct. And we just saw that at the Bundy trial. And we've seen it many other times with the FBI as well. When are they going to reform themselves? I mean, do we have to shut down that agency because they won't reform themselves? I mean, they've performed some vital law enforcement operations, but they've also obstructed a lot of investigations in a criminal way. Boyd said, though we are currently unaware of any wrongdoing relating to the FISA process, we agree that any abuse of the system cannot be tolerated. Indeed, we do not understand why the committee would possibly seek to disclose this information without first consulting the relevant members of the intelligence community. Maybe that's because they understand that you guys are a secret society colluding for your own political purposes. Devin Nunes, again, as we said, he specifically names Comey, Rosenstein, McCabe, others on this memo that was released a week ago. And then you have people within the FBI. And I just see the Department of Justice pushing, well, you know, don't do that. That would be reckless to release that. You have a guy who is a former FBI agent, official, Ron Hosko, formerly headed the FBI's criminal investigation division, said morale is sagging. Well, why don't you get back your integrity? Instead of being called the, FBI, you're going to be called the FIB because you can't tell the truth. He says, I think there's people who are intent on damaging the FBI. Whatever the facts are, facts be damned, he said. Well, you know, the people who are damaging it are the people who are condoning a cover-up in criminal operations. And we saw that, as I said, at the Bundy Ranch as well. This is a pattern of behavior. It is not simply going after the politicians. We've seen this kind of thing happen in the Silk Road trial of Ross Ulbricht. We've seen it. They got away with it there because there wasn't a good guy inside who blew the whistle. There are some good guys inside the FBI. They're the ones talking about, hey, there's a secret society. We've got to do something about this. You need to get some of those guys in and make them the head of the FBI instead of Christopher Wray. Some of the people who were whistleblowers were people who were pretty high up in the FBI at one point in time. Make it, give it its integrity. They say it spawned the hashtag release the memo. And then, of course, you had Feinstein and Adam Schiff say, these are Russian bots. I said yesterday, just call them the deplore bots. This is... Even after they sent that letter to Twitter, Twitter said, yeah, you know, Daily Beast reported. We asked them, are these Russian bots? They said, no, it's real people in the U.S. They shut down Adam Schiff's office's phones calling up and saying, I am not a robot. I am not a robot. I'm not a robot. Russians that. That's the way they tried to obscure everything. You know, the same people who are so concerned about the Russians, affecting our election, want to bring in millions of foreign citizens. They want to give them a pathway to citizenship so they can, guess what, affect our elections. How's that for irony or hypocrisy? These same people who do this. Anyway, release the memo. People from WikiLeaks to the ACLU to Michael Flynn Jr. are calling for the memo to be made public. And we got Judge Napolitano is one of those. And he comes out and he says, the use of raw intelligence data for political purposes, he said, which is apparently the focus of the still secret memorandum, said Judge Napolitano, will destroy and undermine democracy. If that happened, we have a right to know about it, said Judge Napolitano. He says, it's just as bad for members of Congress to say, we know about it, but we can't do anything. It's a secret. We can't tell you about it. He says, it's horrific if you know about it, but you will never do anything about it. What kind of democracy is that? Do we work for them or do they work for us? Yeah. Yeah. Who is the real government? Who is the real government? That's what's really coming in. The secret society, the shadow government. They're the people that the people in Congress are afraid of. We got many people. Paul Craig Roberts said, the NSA is nothing but a blackmail agency. These people are being blackmailed. All the people are saying, oh, we can't do anything about it. They're being blackmailed, probably. DiPaolo Tano also said in the interview, he says he's looking for a courageous member. Remember we said this from the very beginning. Glenn Greenwald said, look, there's four ways the Republicans can release this memo. We talked about this on Friday. He said, first of all, Trump can declassify anything. Secondly, the Intelligence Committee, who wrote this memo, can declassify this information and put this out there. Any member of Congress can stand up on the floor. And that's what Judge Napolitano was talking about. He says, we're looking for a courageous member from among the 12 Congress members who knew about the memorandum before the vote, but kept the memorandum secret to, quote, take it to the floor of the Congress and release it, where the releaser is immune from criminal and civil liability. You can say anything you want to on the floor of the House, and you don't have any criminal or civil liability. Do we have one person out of all these people who have seen this memo who will speak out about it? I mean, it looks really, you know, I'm getting very upset about the fact that the Republicans are playing this game. Because either they don't have anything or they don't have any courage. What is it? Put up or shut up. Release the memo. I mean, that's the real thing. We're going to talk about some news when we come back. About the FBI, but also some other news about the fact that the DARE program has now stopped pushing against pot. That is a sign of big things that are changing. Just briefly, before we go to break, I want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, BodEase, which is a way to ease the joint pain in your body. It's an introductory price of 50% off. Take a look at that product. You'll find it on InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have some of our other new products, 50% off. CellForce, the Real Red Pill, Alexa Pure Breeze is $50 off. CellForce and the Real Red Pill are 50% off. Carnivore and Floor Life, 33% off. These are the ways that you fund independence in information that we have, that we offer here at InfoWarsStore.com, and protect your own health and that of your family. Stay with us. Be right back. I'm David Knight.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. So where are the missing texts? We got to release the memo hashtag. Why don't we have release the texts? Where's the cover-up? You know, release the Constitution that's being held hostage with all of this stuff as well. Hannity said on his show last night that the Justice Department has started recovering some of the missing texts between FBI official, between Peter Strzok and his mistress lawyer. Citing DOJ sources, say federal law enforcement officials had notified congressional committees that a technical glitch, it was that guy, Sam Sung, he deleted him. It affected thousands of phones, they say. 5 months worth of texts. I think it's about 10 months worth of, or 10% of the FBI's phones that are out there. Did that affect anybody else? Did any guys, other people lose texts or anything out there? Or is this just something that only affected the FBI? They say, well, we didn't do the installation properly or whatever. It's like, yeah, okay, all right. They've got a long history of concealing, hiding, covering up, and destroying information. And that's not even including what's going on with just this Russiagate investigation. I'm talking about many other issues. I'm talking about Ruby Ridge. I'm talking about Waco. I'm talking about the Bundy Ranch. I'm talking about Flight 800. As a matter of fact, give me some investigation where they didn't do that, where they had a dog in that fight. I mean, it's just, or, you know, take a look at Silk Road with Ross Ulbricht. You had FBI agents who had infiltrated and gotten the codes, and they went to jail for stealing nearly $1 million worth of stuff. But the jury was not allowed to know that. The Department of Justice, FBI people, are not going to let that be known. So, I mean, there's a lot of issues here. But, you know, we should believe them. We should believe them. Well, here's an honest FBI agent, a guy who actually caught the Unabomber. And here's what he said about all this Russia, Russia, Russia. He says, it's not going to go to Russia. It's going to go to the FBI. That's what we've been saying for a long time. But now we got an FBI agent saying it. Terry Turchie, I think, is his name. Well, he pronounced his last name. Here's that clip.
I mean that There's a lot of political dirty tricks going on here. I don't think this trail is going to stop at the door of the Russians. I think it's going to stop where the Democratic Party came through the door of the FBI. And I think this is Watergate Part 2. I think this is Hillary and Bill Clinton Part 2. We put up with all of this in the Clintons during my time in the FBI. And it was one scandal after another. And I think that if you look at past practices, remember what we always say that, you know, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. This is all way too looking like the things I saw when I was there.
Terry? Looking like the things he saw when he was there. Like I said, this is not anything new, really. You know, they would have people who would cover for the Clintons because it was their political agenda. And they will do anything they can to set up and convict somebody unjustly if they believe that it's going to be setting a political precedent for freedom, for example. You know, like you had at the Bundy Ranch. They're talking about constitutional issues. They're talking about you know, the Tenth Amendment, whether or not the federal government should own these lands. Are they properly managing these lands? Or are they trying to drive people off and take their property rights? Those types of things. They don't want that talked about. That's why Lavoie Finicum had to be killed. Because the people, you know, it was bad optics for them to take over that wildlife refuge thing, camp out there. But they weren't doing anything about that. They were letting them come and go freely. And then they started going around having meetings. And it was the fact that they were going around having meetings and talking to the farmers out there about the abuses of the federal government and taking people's mining rights, their grazing rights, and so forth away from them. That was what really caused the problem. We got another clip here of Goodlatte, the congressman from Virginia, saying that the Department of Justice will get these files from the NSA. Here's Goodlatte.
We should search every place to find them because I think they still exist in some form somewhere. I'm pleased that Attorney General Sessions has made a commitment to investigate this and find them, but we should also undertake whether there is some way to gather them from some other source. It is very important, but even the text messages we have are alarming, and the secret society just harks back to the text we saw before in December talking about the insurance policy. What has been going on in that five-month period of time? Well, we know one thing for sure, and that is that these people, hostile to the president, have not been conducting themselves in a manner that befits the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Okay, so he also said that he believes that they're going to use the NSA to get that information. Maybe that's what sources inside the Department of Justice told Sean Hannity, that they're starting to recover this stuff. William Binney said this a long time ago. I've had him on multiple times, and it was last year they were saying, the NSA's got all that stuff. The NSA could hand it over. Why doesn't the Department of Justice ask? And so now evidently the Department of Justice has asked, and they can get this stuff from the NSA. But again, going back to what is happening in the FBI, and as Axios reports, the FBI director threatened to resign when Jeff Sessions said, why don't you clean up house at the FBI? Why don't you get rid of people that appear to be involved in criminal actions? Just, you know, to make things look good. You know, go above and beyond. Avoid even the appearance of corruption. And he threatened to resign because it's a good old boy club at the top. It's a good old boy club of corruption. And they don't really care whether it appears bad or not. It's kind of like, you know, catch me if you can. You think you can get a conviction? I got lots of friends in high places. You can't do anything to me. I mean, it's the way the FBI that's been covering and working with Hillary Clinton at the top has been for a long time. And so you've got Jeff Sessions saying, look, we need to have an investigation of the FBI. And he promises, quote, appropriate legal disciplinary action. I think the first thing to do would be to fire Christopher Wray if he doesn't want to get rid of the people who appear to have ethical issues, who appear to be dirty. I mean, Jeff Sessions recused himself at the very beginning because he didn't want to have any appearance of this. So why would he tolerate people within the FBI who have the appearance of having a problem with this? Why don't they be relieved of duty, if not fired? And then if they have done this, you better prosecute them. You better have proper legal disciplinary action. And then again, they're saying this is about 10% of the FBI's 35,000 employees. You know, does anybody else have this kind of a problem, you know, when they're, you got law enforcement that's involved in criminal actions and there's stuff that could show the evidence, you know, like the body cameras or something. They forget to turn them on. That happens all the time, doesn't it? Happens all the time. It's not anything really unusual to see that happen. All right, let's move on to what's happening in other news. So we got Starbucks, and this must have really pained Starbucks. I mean, we've seen all the hardcore left corporations now coming out saying, we're going to give pay raises, we're going to give bonuses to people. Now Starbucks has joined. Starbucks, one of the most activist liberal corporations out there, is giving higher pay and stock bonuses because of the tax cuts. Because of the tax cuts. And when we look at the tax cuts, remember, as I said earlier, the federal government set a spending record on the Monday that it was shut down. They set a record, even though they were shut down. The most they've ever spent on that Monday in January. Didn't slow them down at all. The key thing, as we see these corporations giving bonuses, giving pay raises and everything, Politico is saying, huh, what tax cut? They'll never see it. So GOP risks selling an invisible policy change. And, you know, I had a caller who called me at the beginning of the year. And he said, you know, I work in, I forget what it was, but he said, we all compared our paychecks. You know, did your paycheck go up or go down? The very first paycheck of the year. And he said, we all went down about $7 or something. And I said, at the time, I said, well, that doesn't have anything to do with the tax cuts because they haven't, at that point, they hadn't even come out with the tax tables. They might have released it now, but it's still got to percolate through all the different accounting firms and the payroll companies and so forth. You need to adjust your withholding. Because that's going to be different. So I said, it has nothing to do with that. I said, I don't know why your pay got cut about $7 across the board for everybody. But when I read this article, it clicked. And I bet anything it's because of increased insurance costs or something like that. Because that's what they're saying. Some may not notice the increase, especially when all sorts of things can affect your take-home pay. Things like hikes in premiums for employer-sponsored health insurance. Here we could have Obamacare scuppering the tax cuts that we just ran through. That's why Obamacare repeal should have been, and Trump tried to make it, the very first thing. It was a massive tax, and it's a tax that's on the payroll. Now, they go through here and they say, if there are people making $50,000 to $75,000, they'll see roughly a $30 increase in their checks. But that'll be eaten up by Obamacare health insurance increases. That may be the case. I mean, when I was looking at the data, even from anti-tax cut publications, they were saying, well, people in that range should see about $2,200 a year. That would be about $100 per pay period. So this is Politico. Maybe they cut it in third. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more.
ImmuneWall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some abortion news. We have Mitch McConnell is, as the Hill puts it, is teeing up a vote on a 20-week abortion ban. Now, I'd like to see them do this, but quite frankly, I'm seeing some political games with this. They say, now Congress has an opportunity to take a step forward. I'm pleased to have filed cloture on this bill to protect unborn children who are capable of feeling pain. I look forward to voting on it early next week. Now, this is something that was put out by Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, who has desperately needs to reestablish his contact with the base. We're going to talk about CACA, his dreams for open borders coming up. But he's taken on Trump. He's taken on the people who are concerned, the base, the Republican base, who are concerned about immigration. He desperately needs something to reconnect with them. So he comes up with a bill, which, quite frankly, I think is not going to pass. I think they're going too far for the voter base right now. I think they would have a better chance and they could be more serious about really cutting back abortions. You know, you can go out and you can have a bill that says we're going to ban all abortions after 20 weeks. And you know that that's not going to pass. It's just virtue signaling to your base. If you went after the funding of Planned Parenthood, that could possibly pass. We have an exploding debt and an exploding annual deficit. I just point out that even on the day that they were shut down, supposedly, they spent a record amount for that Monday in January. So where are we going to ever have any cuts? Are we going to stop programs that attack masculinity and push gender fluidity and transgenderism in Pakistan? And that's what these people are doing. You know, spending the State Department, spending $600,000 to push that kind of nonsense. I'm sorry, not Pakistan, it was Kenya. Are we going to have that? Are we going to get serious about cutting the fat and the waste and things like funding abortions here in America through Planned Parenthood? I wish they would do something like that that could actually get through and then come after a 20-week abortion ban. Go for that as well. But first, do something that you could really win on. This is nothing but virtue signaling from Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell to their base because they don't want the problem to go away. They don't want the problem to even get smaller. They use that to win elections, not to save lives. And as Breitbart's pointing out, Cecile Richards, is a lot of pro-life leaders are saying they think that she's going to be leaving Planned Parenthood because she has damaged even their reputation for putting abortion above everything else. Cecile Richards, who's Ann Richards' daughter, who was running for governor here. And I don't remember. Did she ever win? I think she did win. What a shame that somebody that could run for governor in Texas. Anyway, Abby Johnson pointed out, she said, if Cecile Richards is indeed resigning her position, she leaves a trail of misery in her wake. Over 2.5 million babies were aborted on her watch. A decrease of 51% in breast cancer screening. See, these are people saying, oh, give us money from the federal government because we do women's health. Do they do women's health? A 51% decrease in breast cancer screening. A grand total of 0 mammograms. A drop of 65% in pap smears. And an organization that has eschewed health care in favor of building a political movement by serving 670,540 less patients since 2006. Yeah, and that's Abby Johnson, who used to work in an abortion clinic in Houston. So that's really where they should be focusing. They should be cutting this political organization that is set up for eugenics and murder. But instead, they're going to ignore the funding part of it. Just throw money at everybody. You know, throw money at Planned Parenthood while you try to pursue a 20-week abortion ban. That's what establishment Republicans like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell have made a career of doing. Stay with us. Be right back. I'm David Knight.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to talk a little bit about CACA and where we're headed with this. But to introduce this, I got to say, I saw The Darkest Hour last night. And it is the best movie I have seen in a very long time. It was beautifully shot, amazingly acted. You could hardly believe that was Gary Oldman in the role of Winston Churchill. I mean, he had it down pat, but it was such interesting history and amazing, the way that it was shot, and, you know, seeing the, underground area there where they had to meet during World War II. You know, they had that closed up. My wife and I went to England quite a bit in the 1980s, and they didn't have the places where they had the war rooms underground there at Whitehall. They had not opened those up to the public, and they really, they were so tired of the war that everybody just kind of closed the door and walked away after the war ended. And then it was about 40 or 50 years later, so sometime in the 90s, I think, that somebody said, "Hey, look, what's this down here?" They opened up the doors and they found all the papers just laid out over the desk, like I've got over my desk, the pens in the wall and so forth. I mean, everybody's like, "We won. Let's close this down. Let's go." Nobody wanted to go back. And so it was left exactly the way that it had been just as people walked out. Nothing had been cleaned up. And, they had tours that were set up there when we went back, in 2001. We took the tours of that. So it was very interesting to see that there. Very compelling story. It goes up to the point of Dunkirk, really, and which is, you know, where the Christopher Nolan's movie was, which, frankly, I didn't really like. I thought it jumped around so much in the different narratives and was so myopic in the three stories that it had. It jumped around the timeline. It focused very closely on the three individuals. I was trying to get my daughter to, you know, said, "Oh, you need to see this. This is an important story, important history. Very compelling history." And she just had no clue as to what was going on. We were saying, "Wait a minute, where is this now? What happened in the timeline?" Because Christopher Nolan loves to play with timelines. And just did not work for me. But this one did. And it put it in historical context, had very compelling personal interactions and the story of him as well. And then I see this movie, this article today, after seeing the movie about Churchill, The Darkest Hour, last night. Vandals deface Churchill mural. They write on it, "Imperialist and scum." This is a cafe in the UK. It's called Blighty. Blighty, UK. And they have a mural outside that depicts Churchill with his iconic two-finger pose. Now, one of the things that they show in the movie was he had seen a picture of some people in France, and they were holding up two fingers, and it said something about victory, V for victory. And it really kind of clicked with him. He goes, yeah, that's what I need to do. And so as he walks out, now there's a picture of it. Isn't that great? That's the commentary of today. Those are the Philistines who don't understand or know anything about history. But as he saw that picture of the people in France, he says, oh yeah, two fingers, victory. That's what we should do. And he's walking out, the press is there, and they say something to him, and he doesn't say anything. He just turns around, and he flashes them the victory sign, but he does it this way, which they said is an, eventually he found, he didn't know it, but it was an obscene gesture, kind of like giving a bird to somebody, okay? Flipping them a bird here in the U.S. So he got his picture taken doing that. He thought that was very funny when he found out about it, but they said, just flip it around the other way like this, and it'd be V for victory. And that's what he became famous for. A lot of times he didn't want to talk to the press. He would just flash them the V for victory sign. And I took one of those pictures when I went vacation, one of those vacations to England, put up on the office, my office door, and said, I'll be gone for 2 weeks. And I didn't write the word two, put his hand up there. But anyway, they think that they were using that at the cafe as kind of a joke in the same way that I used it for 2 weeks. They suggested that Churchill was ordering a double shot of espresso. I'll take a double. And these people don't have any sense of humor. And they hate Britain's history, just as the Antifa socialists in this country hate George Washington. They hate Christopher Columbus. They hate both sides of the North and South, the Civil War. They just hate everything that has to do with the foundation of our society. And forget about the fact you can always find flaws in somebody's life. I mean, you certainly find flaws in Churchill's life. You can find flaws in his politics, if you want. I mean, he was pushing empire, and that's what they have a problem with, evidently. But this is a guy who saved the UK, kind of like Andrew Jackson saved New Orleans, and now they want to take his statue down. He saved the UK. You could argue he saved Western civilization by being the ones to stand alone, and also with the rhetoric that he came up with. I mean, he won a Nobel Prize for literature because of his ability to communicate high ideals through the English language. And so you can take somebody like that and you can draw graffiti on them and you can criticize them and throw them out. Because, you know, let's not care about Western civilization. Anybody that saved Western civilization is obviously bad. Anybody who founded Western civilization is obviously bad. And as I was looking at the movie, when the movie finished, I said, you know what? The Germans did the wrong thing. What they should have done to invade and take over Britain is to send in the Nazis one at a time as illegal immigrants and just send in several million of them over a period of a couple of years. They don't even have to take any weapons in or shoot anybody. I mean, you know, MS-13 is doing that, but, you know, they got a different agenda with that. But the Nazis, as a political agenda, the Nazis could have just sent in immigrants. And once they got into a large voting bloc, they could elect Nazis to the government. You see, what we have going on, this is why this plays into what I'm talking about with DACA. What we have happening here is precisely that. All these people who say, the Russians controlled our election. They rigged our election. They took over our election. They influenced our election. They want to use foreign citizens to take over and rig and influence our elections because they can't win an election using American citizens. That's what the Democrats are doing. So they should, the Nazis, if they were smart, they would have done it the way George Soros and the Democrats are doing it. You know, a million at a time till you take over the election. They could also come in and take down the economy by going on welfare. And it's interesting because it's the Labor Party is also asking the government to force the owner of Blighty UK to take down the picture of Winston Churchill. See, that's the way the socialists operate. Censorship, destruction of a country's culture. Just destroy the culture. That's the easiest thing to do. And when you have open borders and you have no control over the number of people that come in or who they are, and you know nothing about these people, that is an invasion. It would have been far easier for the Nazis to invade and conquer England by bringing in illegal immigrants. And that is the strategy that is being used by the elite globalists, the people that Donald Trump is going to be talking to in Davos. That is their strategy. That's the strategy of George Soros.
to take down the West. To take down the West. We got these Soros-funded illegal aliens, because United We Dream is actually backed by globalist billionaire George Soros. They're saying DACA is not enough. We demand amnesty. We demand citizenship. We demand welfare. We demand everything. We want your job. We want everything. And now they're at Chuck Schumer's home. They're Chuck Schumer's home, saying we aren't going to let him sleep. If Chuck won't let us dream, we won't let him sleep. Our dreamers are now giving you nightmares, huh, Chuck? I hope they do. I hope they do. Because that's exactly the nightmare that we see here in the West. The fact that these people are making demands on us. And what we have seen in this country in the past, remember in Oklahoma, the Sooners and so forth, they had the land rush of 1889. Well, Barack Obama created a land rush in 2009 when he opened up the borders, when he said, we're not going to enforce immigration law. All you people, rush in and stake your claim, and you can take back America and turn it into Aslan. That's their goal. We'll be right back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. B Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Now, I was just talking about the movie The Darkest Hour, the story of Winston Churchill as he became prime minister. As the movie opens, war has begun. Germany has attacked Poland, and it becomes clear that the policies of appeasement were an abysmal failure, leaving people unprepared to deal with what was coming next. And that was the other aspect of this movie. Besides the fact that he was the bulwark for Western civilization and his country in general, the fact that appeasement continued to fail. Now, like President Trump, Winston Churchill brought in, and of course it was going to be a wartime government. They were going to be facing, it was an imminent attack from the Germans. And so he wanted to bring in everybody from every party and have a coalition government. So everybody's pulling on the same team. So he'd bring in the labor and so forth as part of the government. But within his own party, Neville Chamberlain was still a power, and Halifax, his assistant. And so they were pushing on him to sue for peace. They were still trying to sue for peace with Hitler. And, of course, Churchill had his own personal intelligence network. He knew what was going on. And he knew that you could not, as he said, negotiate with a tiger when your head is in his mouth. And there's a lot of parallels to what's going on right now with President Trump. I hope that the talk that we hear about appeasement on DACA, which really is an existential fight, this is an invasion of our home. And if the U.S. falls in this, the West will fall. And so I hope that this is simply something that he's throwing out there as political maneuvers. You know, Trump is a very clever politician. Just like very clever in terms of reading people, just as Churchill was. That's a very fascinating aspect of that movie, how he deals with opposition within his war cabinet, within his own party, trying to maneuver him out of office, trying to entrap him so that they can get a vote of no confidence, try to get the king to get him out of office and so forth. And the way that he got his strength from was going to the people eventually, as you see in the movie. That's where he gets grounded. That's where he says, am I wrong? Am I missing something here? And then he goes and asks the people what they feel about this. Should we sue for peace or should we fight to the death? And I'm telling you, Trump needs to go back to the people. He needs to, that's where he gets his strength when he has these big rallies. And that's where then he needs to understand that's his base. His base is not Lindsey Graham. Ann Coulter pointed out Lindsey Graham doesn't get any votes when he runs for president. The only place he gets any votes is in South Carolina. And I don't understand it. What are those people on? I mean, is it, I didn't think that drugs were legal in South Carolina, but that's where he gets his base. Nobody else in the country likes Lindsey Graham, even as a person. They don't like him. He's duplicitous. He is a snake. He's trying to undermine this country. He has always been for open borders and amnesty. And we have all seen this, those of us who were around in the 1980s. We have seen this agreement. We will give amnesty to the people who are already here because we don't have the heart to deport them. And then in exchange, we will get better security. That is the kind of Neville Chamberlain appeasement that we've already seen fail. We've already gone down that road. Let's learn from that. You know, we offered amnesty
I think it was 1986. We had the Reagan amnesty bill. It was about 3 million people or so, and only a small percentage of the people who had come here illegally had enough respect for our country that they even went through the process to apply for citizenship. They didn't care. They didn't care. Had no interest in this country. They don't want America. They don't want American values. They don't want American culture. They despise American history. They want to destroy it, just as we see these people still trying to destroy Churchill, like they come after Andrew Jackson or these other individuals. Washington, Columbus, so forth. They don't want any of that. They just want the stuff you've got. They don't want the system that gave it to you. These people are hardcore socialist communists. And you can look at the people as Trump was saying, yeah, we're going to have a pathway for illegal aliens. I hope that was simply a negotiating tactic, trusting that they won't be able to come to an agreement, trusting that Chuck Schumer will say nothing for your wall, because he's saying, hey, I want $25 billion for the wall. $25 to $30 billion, and then we'll work on something to get a pathway for citizenship to these illegals who've come here in 10 to 15 years, 10 or 12 years or something like that. And as he's doing that, these people are outside the White House holding signs. Show that sign. No borders, no nations, F your deportations. No borders, no nations, F your deportations. They don't recognize America. They don't want America to exist. They despise America. These are globalists who are funded by George Soros. These are the foot soldiers. You know, we talk about all the globalist elite, the people who are now in Davos and everything. Those are the generals, okay? These are the foot soldiers who have come into your country. They hate your country. They don't want America to exist. They hold up signs, make Mexico great again. And so forth. These people who come into this nation. And so that was happening as he was talking about this. And some of the comments that they had out there. The rabid race baiting, yelling at Marco Rubio, saying, do you forget just because you're white passing where you come from? Because he's from Cuba. See, these are racist, hateful socialists. They hate this country. They hate its political foundations. Another one. To the Republican Party, you are responsible for us not being able to be with our loved ones. It's on you. Well, who brought you here if you, in fact, came here as a underage child, if you were under 18 or something? Who brought you here? Who sent you here? Those people have responsibility. If they sent you here, they split up their family. And they could take you back. They could take you back home. The parents who brought you here could take you back home. The parents who brought you here are the ones that you should be angry with because they brought you to a country without going through the legal process. And now you've grown up in these socialist schools that we are forced to pay taxes for. We paid for your education so they could radicalize you to hate this country and to tear down its foundations. And that's what we're seeing here. I have no sympathy for these people. And I hope that Trump understands that this is an existential moment, not only for America, not only for the Republican Party, but for Donald Trump himself. If he betrays us on this, there will be no support from me and a lot of other people who voted for him. This is an issue that we're very concerned he's going to betray us on. Ann Coulter says it best. She's talking about Lindsey Graham, the uninvited guest. She said, why does Senator Lindsey Graham have a seat on at the table on immigration? Are Jorge Ramos and Vicente Fox unavailable? And she has a lot more choice words about this whole appeasement on DACA. Why is this being argued in the Supreme Court? You had Janet Napolitano say, I'm not going to enforce the law. And then if we want to enforce the law, we've got to argue to the Supreme Court that we're going to enforce the law. This is insanity. What is Jeff Sessions doing on that? We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about this caca situation that we got here. It's going to turn this country into a caca hole if we appease these people who come here in defiance of our laws, in defiance of our borders, say no borders, no nations, F your deportations. That's what they're chanting outside the White House as President Trump says he's open to a pathway for citizenship to these people. And let's just hope that isn't going to happen. Let's hope that that's a negotiating tactic, that he's not serious about that. That would basically spell the end of his support from a lot of people and the end of our country, more importantly. They say, but immediately after Trump spoke, a senior White House official stressed the idea that a pathway to citizenship for so-called schemers, I'm sorry, dreamers, yeah, they're schemers, was just a discussion point in the plan
that the White House intended to preview to the House and the Senate. So what he's saying is he wants a $25 billion border wall deal. 25, he said, to 30 billion, somewhere in that range. And just earlier this week, crying Chuckie Schumer, who was still smarting from his failure to shut down the government for the benefit of foreign citizens criminally trespassing in the United States and demanding welfare, demanding education, demanding jobs, demanding a vote. He said, as his shutdown failed, he said, no wall, no wall. It's like, well, no wall, then it's DOA as we come in. And so he's coming up and he's up the ante a bit, says he wants $25 billion to build a border wall. And that in exchange for that, we would let the invasion that Obama enabled by saying he's not going to enforce the law. It was actually Napolitano who said that, Janet Napolitano. I'm not going to enforce the law. What is DACA? DACA is a declaration by the Obama administration that they will not enforce the law. They will not enforce the borders. That's all it is. It's not a law. So I don't understand why Jeff Sessions is appealing this, why he just doesn't say, hey, you know, this judge has absolutely no authorization to say that we can't enforce a law. If they were going to do anything, they should have had a judge say, wait a minute, you cannot not enforce the law. You can't do that. You swore to uphold the laws and the Constitution of this country. You swore to protect this nation and its borders, Obama, Napolitano. Homeland Security, they're the ones in charge of ICE and Border Patrol, and they said, we're not going to do it. Just not going to do it. And we saw that all through the Obama administration. And so somebody should have taken them to court and said, you have to do your job. You have to do the duty that you said you're going to do. But instead, when Trump says, yeah, we ignored it for a year as well, but we're going to start enforcing it in March, then they all freak out. Say, you can't do that. Take them to court. And then Jeff Sessions says, oh, yeah, well, I'll go argue the fact that we're going to start enforcing the law to the Supreme Court. That's the Supreme Court didn't have a problem with the law that was not being enforced. Why is this being argued there? Supreme Court puts DACA case on track for a June decision. This is just insane. Again, this is insane. I don't understand what is going on for the most part in the Department of Justice. One thing after the other. I mean, Jeff Sessions thinks he has jurisdiction to shut down the prohibition of that he can prohibit marijuana in spite of what state legislatures and state voters have said in referendum. He has no authority in that respect. But where he does have authority, he won't stand up and exercise it. The federal government has enumerated powers to protect the border under the Constitution. That's a legitimate function. They won't do the legitimate functions, but if there's something totally illegitimate that has, even from a pragmatic standpoint, failed for 47 years, he'll stand up for that. He'll fight for that. What idiot. Ann Coulter, the uninvited guest, as she says. Great column from Ann Coulter about Lindsey Graham. Graham's claim to fame, she said, is having twice negotiated a voluntary surrender for the GOP on immigration, and number two, winning 0.00% of the vote when he ran for president 2 years ago. She said, you could run for president on the platform that we should kill babies and eat them, and you'd get more votes than Lindsey Graham. His thought process must be, I ran for president, literally nobody voted for me, so my views should prevail over the guy who won an electoral college landslide. That's what I said before. When Trump connects with the people, when he understands what's going on, and he does understand what the people want, and he understood that the key thing to keep America a nation was to have borders and to enforce that. And he can't go soft on this caca, because that's what it is. It's caca. She said, this is Ann Coulter again, it's the same deal that President Bush tried to push through Congress in 2006 with Graham's support. It led directly to the Republican wipeout in the midterm elections later that year. Innumerable polls showed that the public hated Bush's proposed amnesty even more than they hated his Iraq war. So we're going to do it all again. We've seen it pushed through multiple times. We've actually saw it implemented in 1986. And if they want to make this exchange of security for amnesty, and of course that's not all that's in there. the compromise bill. And we're going to be talking to William Jasper in the next hour about national ID cards, biometric information on those, and using that to restrict your travel into and out of the country as well as within the country, because that's all going to be a part of that deal. So they take away our liberty. They give the foreign citizens these arrogant demanders. That's what we should call them, not dreamers. We should call them the demanders. Demanding this, demanding that they be given a vote and citizenship and welfare and jobs and so forth. Making demands. Let's call them the demanders. But they get amnesty. We get our liberty taken away. And then they promise that someday down the road, maybe it'll be a year that President Trump, maybe he can do this quickly. But within that year that it takes him to build that border or to put these other controls in, you are going to see a massive rush of people across the border. Why? Because they know that they're going to be able to get citizenship. It's going to be just like the land rush of 1889 when everybody's running in to stake their claim in Oklahoma and other territories. Because if they can get across that border, stake their claim. Look, I'm here. I'm here. I've been feeding on your public schools for a number of years, so you can't get rid of me now. I've somehow staked a claim by living off of you at your expense, shutting down your American dream, so you can't, you don't have the moral right to throw me out. That's the logic of these people. The people who are defiant about the fact they want to destroy America, they want to establish this fantasy thing they have called Aslan. And it's not out of Narnia. This is out of their imagination. But anyway, I just don't understand why we're going down this path. Again, I hope it is just a negotiating tactic that he's throwing out there to keep these guys busy. He is a master negotiator. But he needs to understand how vital this is for the future of America, for the future of the GOP, and the future of his political future. More than 30 senators last night joined in a push for an immigration deal, 11 GOP, 19 Democrats, so two-thirds Democrat. But, of course, the leaders were, again, Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins. Of course, the Hill is going to call them moderates. They're not moderates. They're not moderates. They are extremists who don't want to see this country survive. And they were joined by some other moderate Republicans. Here's some of the other people on the dishonor roll that showed up there. John Cornyn out of Texas. He was there. Lamar Alexander, James Lankford, Tom Tillis. I've told you about Tom Tillis before from North Carolina. This is a establishment toady, if ever there was one. All these people are. Mike Rounds, Johnny A Saxon of Georgia, Lisa Murkowski, and Marco Rubio. These are the people in the Republican Party who will betray this country. And you should remember this when it comes election time, if any of these people are coming up for re-election. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to talk to you about a lawsuit that could empower the states to reject refugees. And guess what? It's based on the 10th Amendment. I'm David Knight. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the pushback. You know, we've got people on the left, the open border globalists, socialist, and the demanders, which is what I'm going to call them, people coming here demanding things from us, claiming that they have some kind of a legal right to stay here because of this bill that, not even a bill, this memo from Janet Napolitano saying we're not going to enforce the law. We're not going to enforce the borders. You know, that memo they call CACA. DACA is CACA. And so I'm going to talk about the pushback on the other side. I mean, why are we even talking about a legal challenge to this? Why is Jeff Sessions going to take this to the Supreme Court? All this is the Obama administration saying, we're not going to protect the borders, we're not going to enforce the law. And then when President Trump says, no, we are going to protect the borders, and we are going to enforce the law, they say, you can't do that, we're going to challenge that in the Supreme Court. No law changed. No law changed. So we're going to get to this, talk about a lawsuit from Tennessee, based on the state of Tennessee is suing this whole state, 10th Amendment basis, to reject refugees that are being imposed upon them by the federal government. Also, states that are pushing to make English the official language. So that's coming up here in just one moment. Before we do, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. It's what keeps us independent. And that's the products that we sell to you to keep you healthy. And we've got a new product that just recently came out. It was introduced, I think, yesterday. It's called Bod Ease, to ease the joint pain in your body. It has anti-inflammatory natural ingredients in there, things like turmeric, which has a lot of different positive effects for your body. You can look this up. I mean, look at the products, look at the ingredients in them, and do your homework. Don't trust us. Do your own research. It's time to take your body back in the fight against toxins, to support your liver, to support your joints, to take out the inflammation. And you can get that with Bodies 50% off right now, 50% off. Also, we have some other new products that we've introduced in the last couple of months that are 50% off. CellForce and The Real Red Pill are both 50% off. Carnivore and FloraLife are both 33% off. And Alexa Pure Breeze is now back in stock, and we've taken $50 off the price of Alexa Pure Breeze as a sale. And I've just got mine. I had to wait for it because there was such a backlog when we put it on sale in the fall, and now it's back on sale, $50 off. I tell you, it's great. It automatically senses when you've got some contaminants in the room, and you can see it. Tells you that you can hear it fire up a little bit, but it's very, very quiet. So it's so quiet that it gives you a very elegant light on there. It's kind of like a wave. And if there's a lot of contaminants in the room, because we put it close in the kitchen because we don't want to hit the exhaust fan all the time. So if some odors get there as you're starting to cook, it instantly senses that, and it will go from blue to purple to red if there's a lot. And then it'll gradually, as it clears out the air, it'll come down in color and it'll reflect that because it's very, very quiet. You can't hear it. So it's a great product. Really do love that. I've been using that for a while. My family loves it as well. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of products that are on sale right now, a lot of new products that I think you'll find useful to protect your family's health. And we'll fund independent media here at InfoWars. We've got the Department of Justice threatening legal action against 23 potential sanctuary jurisdictions. So besides the fact that they're, you got a judge challenging the fact that President Trump says he's going to enforce a law that Obama's Department of Homeland Security said they're not going to enforce. That's what all this DACA caca is about. So that's going to go to the Supreme Court. Why they're going to do that, I don't know. Go back to Andrew Jackson, who said to the Supreme Court, well, they've issued their opinion. Let's see them enforce it. You know, there needs to be a check and balance within the federal government. Nobody, no branch of government is supposed to be completely under the other two in the federal government. That was by design. The executive branch, if they have the authority to enforce this, there's not even a law that was changed. So why should the Supreme Court be dictating these terms to them? Why should every little judge and every liberal jurisdiction be able to shut down any border policy that President Trump has? You got to just tell these people, go pound sand. That's really what he should do. He should go back to Andrew. He loves Andrew Jackson. Go back and look at what Andrew Jackson did and do it again. Do it yourself. Go after the banks, too. Go after the central bank. But at least tell the Supreme Court you don't have any authority here, because they don't have any authority in this. But the Department of Justice is threatening legal action against 23 potential sanctuary jurisdictions. He sent letters to major cities, including New York, Chicago, L.A., requesting documents relating to how their policies fall in line with a particular section of U.S. Code 1373, which prohibits jurisdictions from enacting laws that restrict communication between local officials and federal immigration authorities. Again, you're going to find some judge somewhere say, this doesn't apply. This already law. It's been there. They're just trying to enforce the law. Same thing with DACA, just trying to enforce the law. He revised the eligibility requirements and guidelines for something that they call the Burn Criminal Justice Grants. It requires applicants to honor federal immigration detention requests, to give immigration agents unfettered access to local jails, and to comply with Section 1373. So you've already had a Chicago federal judge say, no, you can't change the eligibility requirements. We're not going to honor that. But they didn't say anything about 1373, the law that says you have to communicate with these people. Because that's the law. That's not anything that he changed. That was something Congress did. The
executive branch, the Justice Department, is just there to enforce the laws that Congress does. And it is not the jurisdiction of the federal government to shut that down. So they're saying that if you fail to comply with Section 1373, it could result in the Justice Department seeking return of fiscal year 2016 grants from these law enforcement agencies, requiring additional conditions for receipt of any fiscal year 2017 grants, and so forth. What they ought to do is they ought to start locking up these mayors and these sheriffs who say they're not going to comply with the law. I saw that floated around. I think that's really the approach they need to do. But fine, cut their money first, see if that gets their attention. Another lawsuit that has come out, and if successful, this lawsuit by the state of Tennessee against the federal government could empower states to withdraw from the mandates given them to fund federal refugee resettlement programs. This assessment comes from a new report by the Center for Immigration Studies, reports WND. They say the federal government has shifted the fiscal burden of resettling refugees to the states, and that is a violation of the 10th Amendment. They point out that there have been other states that have sued the federal government over these mandates for refugee resettlement, but this is the first time they've used the 10th Amendment. And I'm really glad to see people dusting off the 10th Amendment. That is one of the most important parts of the Constitution. We have seen, because of the ignoring of the 10th Amendment, we have seen the government say, well, we've got the Commerce Clause, we've got the Supremacy Clause, we've got the General Welfare Clause, and I can use one or any or a combination of those three things to do anything that I want. But see, we had the Bill of Rights after all of those things. The founders, many of the anti-federalists who were concerned that there's going to be too much power concentrated in Washington, do you think they knew what was going to happen? Of course they did. They'd seen all this stuff. So they came up with a Bill of Rights. And the first eight were specifically about individual rights. Because they said, you know what, there's nothing in here that really protects these individual rights. And then they said, with 9 and 10, they said, and oh, by the way, if we left anything out, don't assume that you've got those powers under the Welfare Clause, under the Supremacy Clause, under the Commerce Clause, or under any other pretense. If it's not specifically enumerated, you do not have it. Those rights are retained by the people, and the states that created the federal government retain those rights, those powers. Yes, states have powers, individuals have rights. And so now people are starting to dust off the 10th Amendment. That's really the basis of state nullification of Sessions' push against marijuana. And so now they're doing this about the illegal mandates about resettling refugees coming from Obama's federal government. 32 states have made English the official language. They have adopted legislation or constitutional amendments. The latest to introduce legislation that has not yet passed is Michigan. And they say, this is an organization pro-English, they say their mission is to work through the courts and in the court of public opinion to defend English's historic role as America's common unifying language and to persuade lawmakers to adopt English as the official language at all levels of government. In Georgia, which already has an English-only statute, the senator there will again introduce a constitutional amendment to provide that official state actions be in English and to bar any language other than English to be used for documents. They will also prohibit discrimination and penalties against people who only speak English, because, folks, that's coming as well. That's coming as well. It's very important. And they said that it's important, if we're going to have a pluralistic society, to focus on the things that unite us instead of what divides us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block. Available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In this hour, we're going to be talking to William Jasper from The New American. We want to talk to him about the National ID Compromise, the appeasement, your liberty in exchange for amnesty for the DACA demanders who are here demanding everything from us. That's the program that they're offering to us. I haven't seen too many people actually pick up on the danger of this. I've seen a lot of people pushing back on it and say, hey, we've already got E-Verify. We've had it for a while. It's like, yeah, it's been around since 1995. It's mandatory for federal contractors. It's been made mandatory in about 8 states, I believe. But they're going to make it mandatory for everybody. They're going to require that employers buy a machine to verify their employees with it. And we're going to see what happens with it. But part of it is they're going to add biometric ID to it. They're making it into a de facto national ID card, and it's going to be used to control not only your movement in and out of the country and within the country, but also your ability to get a job. You're going to have to apply for permission to Washington to get a job. It's not going to work. People who want to hire illegals, because that's part of their business model, will continue to do so. Work control will not work any more than gun control works. For the same reasons. For the same reasons. Only illegals will have jobs when jobs are made illegal. When you have to have background checks, when you have to beg the government for permission, when you take the right to move about freely, the right to work, and you turn those things into privileges, that is the wrong approach to take to this. I'll talk more about that as William Jasper joins us in the next hour. I was just talking about the effort to pass legislation to make English the official language in various places. 32 states have done that. More have introduced legislation to do that. And this is an idea that is take Switzerland, for example. Switzerland, where they have 4 different languages. You have different parts of Switzerland that border on Germany, they speak German. Parts that border on France speak French. Parts that border on Italy speak Italian. But then they have one official language, because otherwise you've got a Tower of Babel. If you don't have a common language, you think we can't figure out what the Bill of Rights and the Constitution that clearly are very clear in what they say. You think we can't figure out the law now? You think we've got a lot of argument about what the law is now? Well, let's just try to make different translations of it. You know, when you got somebody reading the Spanish version over here of the legislation, somebody reading the English, that's just going to multiply the disagreements, the confusion, and so forth because of translations. But they also make this point, which I wanted to continue with the article in this segment. They said Pro-English, the organization that's talking about this, said a pluralistic nation such as ours, in that kind of a nation, the function of government should be to foster and support the similarities that unite us rather than to institutionalize the differences that divide us. Now, see, that latter
to institutionalize the differences that divide us. That is the divide and conquer strategy of the Democrat Party. That is what their identity politics is all about. And as we have rejected the Democrats' identity politics and their political correctness and their censorship and so forth, as evidenced by the fact that they have lost more than 1,000 seats across the country in the 8 years of Barack Obama, that is a rejection of that division, that divide and conquer identity politics that they have. They go on to say, our nation's public schools have a clear responsibility to help students who don't know English to learn that language as quickly as possible for their own good. Otherwise, they're going to be put into an economic ghetto, a disadvantage. They say, to do otherwise is to sentence the child to a lifetime of political and economic isolation. Yeah, to take away their opportunities. You know, other places like Denmark, when I was there, they had signs in English everywhere. Everybody was speaking English. Why? Because it's to their economic advantage to do so. It is the lingua franca of most of the world's economy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by William Jasper of The New American. We're going to talk about the national ID card that is being offered as a compromise so that we can give amnesty and citizenship to the demanders who are here. Otherwise known as the Dreamers by the Democrats. No, they're demanding everything, and so we're the ones who are going to have to pay the price. They're going to get a pass. We're going to get a national ID card. So we'll talk to William Jasper about that and other issues. I know he wants to talk about the NSA documents that we revealed here at InfoWars a couple of days ago as well. California's income inequality is now worse than Mexico's, and their poverty level is the highest in America. Take note, all of you socialists, newly minted out of our university systems, who always love to say, well, Venezuela isn't typical. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. As Margaret Thatcher said, eventually you run out of other people's money. Venezuela has run out of it sooner than California, but they follow the same policies. Bernie Sanders, I call him Bernie Sandinista, never learned anything about it. He still thinks the Sandinistas and Venezuela and that kind of socialism is a great idea. He was down there praising it 30-some-odd years ago. And no matter how many times it fails, and I thought the best example of this is take a look at North and South Korea. Or, and now this difference has started to erase now, look at East and West Germany. In both of those cases, you had a country that was divided, the same people, the same work ethic, the same culture, the same language, everything about these people the same. Nature, nurture, whatever. Politics, exactly identical. And we had these two experiments in the mid-20th century. It's still going on in North Korea. We cut these countries in half. One of them went down the path of socialism and communism that the Democrats and Bernie Sanders are selling us, and the others went down the path of greater freedom. Not to say that West Germany is a paragon of liberty, but they had a free economy. They didn't pursue socialism by any measure to the same degree that the East Germans did. And look at North and South Korea. Because it always devolves into a dictatorship. That's the other part of it. It isn't simply about who's more prosperous. which system can deliver the goods. It's about the quality of life and the fact that these socialist systems always devolve into a dictatorship. And so we look at California that has been following those policies, the poorest, the highest poverty levels in America, and income inequality. They're the ones always talking about income inequality. It's always the socialist who are talking about income inequality. If California was a country, reports nationaleconomicseditorial.com, they said if California were a country, it would be the 17th most unequal nation on earth, ahead even of Mexico and Guatemala. The income inequalities in socialist California are worse than Mexico and Guatemala. California has built one of America's most lavish welfare systems, and it's destroying it, just like it's destroyed Detroit, just like it's destroyed Baltimore, just like it's destroyed individual cities. It's destroying this particular state. And I say it is the its income inequality is the second highest of all of America's major states, behind only New York. Only behind New York with their metric that they put in there. And, you know, that's something that I would see when I would go to visit my wife's family in New York. The income inequality that was there, especially around New York City, as they lived on Long Island, we go through New York City. In Tampa, my dad, with his, you know, he's in business organizations and so forth. He had his own business. He wasn't a wealthy guy, but he knew a lot of really wealthy guys, guys who had national chains that were very wealthy. And they lived very simply, you know, kind of like Sam Walton or whatever. But it wasn't just that, you know, when you look at people like Sam Walton or some of these people that my dad knew who had these massive chains and everything, I don't know. I kind of looked at it and I thought, you know, I never saw anything like I saw in New York and in Tampa when I was growing up. Even though I knew these really wealthy guys, they were down-to-earth guys. Couple of them, you know, we knew from church. Some of them he knew from Rotary Club or whatever business organization. And they were friends on the outside. They would hang around together. But they didn't live differently than everybody else. You go to New York and there was enough wealthy people that they had like their own separate elite club. And it really exaggerated this income inequality. And I think that's the situation in California, but it's also the politics that are there. Well, you can really see it in New York and California. Take a look at North Carolina here. They've got a new logo for the university system. And they paid $250,000 for this logo. You want to talk about people losing money and extravagant governments throwing away money? And I'll describe this logo for the people listening on radio. It is an outline of the state of North Carolina. And it has NC on it with a star in the middle. That's taken out of the center of the North Carolina flag. They just copied that right out of the North Carolina flag and put that on an outline of the state of North Carolina. And then the text off to the right, the University of North Carolina system. That logo they paid $250,000 for. And they had the audacity to say this to justify it. I think people are often rightly skeptical about higher education, including public higher education, said the university system president, Margaret Spellings. So this is the UNC system president. They got 17 different universities throughout North Carolina. And the system president says, I think people are often rightly skeptical about higher education, including public higher education. They see the prices going up. Why would that be when they spend $250,000 on a logo that's nothing but their name and an outline of the state with the two initials, NC, in the middle of it? So they see prices go up. They see debt levels high. And they wonder about the value proposition. Yeah, yeah. That's what I've told my kids. I said, it doesn't make sense to go to university anymore. You're going to go into debt because it's so incredibly and ridiculously expensive, even for people who are going to in-state colleges. And then people are pursuing degrees that aren't going to pay them a high salary. They just turn them into debt slaves, and you can't get rid of your university debt. And it's because they spend $250,000, a quarter of $1 million, to rebrand themselves. And so she says, they see prices going up. They see debt levels high. They wonder about this value proposition. That's why it's important for us to do a better job to tell our story. Boy, she told her story right there, spending $250,000 on a new logo, outline of the state. And my brother-in-law sent that to me through my wife because he's a graphic artist. and that kind of stuff really grates on him. Is like, hey, man, I'd do it for $240,000, you know? The crazy stuff. Another sign of the times, DARE, the law enforcement program that go around and talk to kids in schools, has now taken pot, quietly removed it, from its gateway drug list. And as they point out in this article from Your Health Guide, kind of said, cannabis has been shown to kill cancer cells, to save the lives of countless epileptic children, to treat PTSD, to heal bones, to treat brain trauma, and a slew of other things. They still have it listed as a Schedule I drug, which means that it has, according to them, no medical use. We know that's a lie. But now they are quietly removing it from this drug prohibition. We need to take a look at the 10th Amendment, and we need to look at the failure of prohibition to treat things that are fundamentally health problems. And talking about health problems, we have Julian Assange's health, they say, is in dangerous condition. He is still in the embassy. And this is one of the reasons I brought this up, is because I have concerns about some of the information that people are getting from QAnon or interpreting, say, maybe from QAnon. It's very, very cryptic. I mean, if he's going to give us information, be clear about it instead of putting it out there, because then it's open to interpretation, like some kind of a Nostradamus prophecy. And if you don't get it right, oh well, you just read the cards wrong or whatever. So I don't know. We were told that he was going to be released at the beginning of this month, that he was going to be going to Switzerland and so forth. None of that has happened. He's still begging to get some medical treatment because he needs to see a doctor, and it's an absolute crime that they have him in that kind of a situation. Meanwhile, we have these same people who are trying to control our lives now even want to control what we have to eat. There's a couple of articles that were on the Drudge Report. As environmentalists are pushing a meat tax, and you got these articles coming out about sandwiches causing climate change. Because, you know, you got to refrigerate them. You know, you have to refrigerate a lot of different foods. They want us dead. That's the serious part about it. Stay with us. Be right back with William Jasper. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
He is the senior editor of The New American, and we're going to talk to him about a couple of different issues. First, we want to get into this compromise bill called Securing America's Future. This is House Resolution 4760, introduced by Representative Goodlatte from Virginia. I think that's the way he pronounced his name. I should have checked, I guess. But anyway, he's the one who is selling this, and we're going to talk about what is in it and why I believe, and William Jasper and the New American believe, that's a very, very bad idea. We'll also get into an article that was just written by William Jasper talking about the NSA documents that Alex Jones and William Binney broke down and released a couple of days ago. The headline is Alex Jones Scoops Big Media Releases Secret FISA Document. And the way that the media has reacted to this, the way the government has reacted to this, and what does all that tell us? So we're going to be getting into all that with Mr. Jasper in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this operation, everything that we do here at InfoWars. We have several new products, one of them just introduced this week, and they're at 50% off. The new product is Bod Ease. And again, that's a way to fight against toxins, to support your liver, to reduce inflammation. You can take a look at that product on InfoWarsStore.com. Find out what the ingredients are in there. We encourage you to do your own research, to look at these ingredients. We put in things that have been shown over a period of time with studies, as well as historically known to relieve symptoms that are natural ingredients. And we make sure we also have the best quality of those natural ingredients. So take a look at Bodies. That's our newest product. It is 50% off. Also, Selfworth is 50% off, another new product. And The Real Red Pill, 50% off. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze air filters, and you do need to have clean air in your home. You know, your home can be one of the most toxic air environments that you find anywhere because people have, in order to save energy, made their homes very airtight. So any toxins that are being released from carpets or furniture or cleaning materials that you have there or things that happen while you're cooking, you can get a lot of buildup of that type of stuff in your home because you're trying to save energy. The Alexa Pure Breeze is silent, and it is a great, effective way, very attractive packaging there, too. It shows you when it's working, changes colors. If it just completely turns itself off, and if it senses something, it'll turn on and show you that it's working hard by having a little wave stripe there turn red, and then it turns down to purple when it's not quite so intense, and then it'll get back down to blue, and then it'll turn itself off again and wait for something else to happen. So it's a great product. It's now $50 off. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that we have there. It's a great way for you to fund independent media and to help your health and your family's health at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, joining us now is William Jasper, senior editor at The New American. You can find The New American's articles at TheNewAmerican.com. It's always a place that I check every day. You should as well for information. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Jasper.
Pleasure to be with you again, David.
Let's talk a little bit about the national ID aspect of this compromise bill. This is called Securing America's Future, and we would all like to secure America's future, but as we so often see in these bills that come out of Congress, they do exactly the opposite of what they title it, don't they?
Well, that's precisely the case, and this bill, which is being put before Congress right now, at this time, we just have gone through the government shutdown over DACA, and so it's people are understandably and justifiably quite elated that we were able to push Chuck Schumer and the rest of the real hardcore Dick Durbin, the lobby back for amnesty. But this could be a terrible defeat if this bill goes through. Alex Newman wrote a very good piece for us this week analyzing it, the Goodlatte bill. And ultimately, this is a national ID, as you said. The E-Verify program, which has been promoted now for quite a number of years by the Democrats, by the Republicans, by the statists, those who believe that all Americans must be digitized, must be categorized, that we wouldn't be able to travel anywhere or work anywhere without a government national ID. Now, the actual national ID that was being forced upon the states for a national driver's license, national ID, that was pushed back again and again and again. But the E-Verify is an electronic digital system that would require a card. You'd have to carry the card. It's administered by the Department of Homeland Security. And this is unconstitutional. It would require that every American provide fingerprints, retinal eye scans, and other bio identifiers to the government so that you could be tracked, so that you would not be able to get a job or even a bank account unless you had this E-Verify card. And so it became an attractive idea to many people because of the way that a crisis had been created by bringing millions of undocumented illegal aliens into the country.
That's always the way they do it, isn't it? They create a crisis, and then they offer you the solution that they wanted to impose on you in the first place. That's right. The thing so that is so awful about this.
It's called creating the poison and the antidote in the same laboratory. I have the antidote for you. I'm just not telling you I created the poison. And, of course, the poison has been ongoing for quite a number of years. We produced a video that I made out of control the immigration invasion 3 decades ago. And I went all along the southern border at that time. I was living in Southern California, and I went all along the whole southern border with camera crews, and we interviewed Border Patrol and Customs. We interviewed illegal aliens coming across, residents who lived along the border, all the way from the Imperial Beach in San Diego, all the way down to the Gulf. And this was back before the Reagan administration. So for about 10 years, I was all along the border there. And during the Reagan administration, we had this same thing happen where, the conservatives were told to get on board with this IRCA, the Immigration Reform and Control Act amnesty, a one-time amnesty. And here we are 30 years later, pushing for more amnesties. And
yeah, I think that was like 1986. We always see these trades that they give us, okay? And what we saw in 1986, Reagan and the rest of them came to us and said, look, we're going to give these people amnesty, and then we're going to give you greater border security. Never happened. And we also see that they come to us with the thing, you know, let's trade your liberty for security. That never happens either. You give up your liberty, you never get the security. So now we've got a bill before us, Securing America's Future, House Bill 4760, which trades both our liberty and giving these people amnesty. And again, they're telling us, and then we'll give you security at the border for that. It's always a lie. It's always a lie. But this bill combines the worst aspects of both amnesty for security and liberty for security. Stay with us. We'll be right back with William Jasper. I'm David Knight.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to William Jasper, senior editor of The New American. You can find them at thenewamerican.com. And we're talking about an article from New American about this newest bill that is being put out as a compromise, Securing America's Future Act, which does exactly the opposite. They promised security, but as we've seen in the past, with the Reagan Compromise in 1986, they promised, look, if you give these people who are here illegally, you give them amnesty, we'll give you border security. And then we've seen so many bills, haven't we, where you just give up the Patriot Act. Give up your liberty, we'll give you security. We never get the security, but we do give up our liberty. And we do give foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing here in the United States, we give them amnesty. And now we're back at it again. But there's another aspect of this in this bill. Not only is it saying, well, okay, we'll get rid of some of these programs, which they should just get rid of in exchange for amnesty. I don't know why we have to throw the amnesty in there. But we'll get rid of chain migration, the visa lottery program, and so forth. But we're going to give you, we're going to take your liberty away. We're going to give you a national ID card. We're breaking down how this new twist on the E-Verify is a national identity card with William Jasper. And, you know, the pushback that I get on this from people, and I've had people push back on this when I put the reports out on Twitter, Mr. Jasper, is they'll say, we've had E-Verify since 1995. It was mandatory for federal contractors. It was mandatory in about a half dozen states. I've reported personally about a friend of mine in North Carolina who lost his job, even though he had, his family had been here for generations. He didn't have a credit history. They looked at the credit history and they said, well, you don't pass E-Verify. So the people fired him. So there are going to be consequences like that, but they're now making it mandatory. They're going to put biometric information on it and require you to carry this with you. To me, all of these measures that they're promising for border security are starting to look uncomfortably like a concentration camp, because it was in the concentration camps using the IBM codes, they would tattoo names or numbers on people's forearms and so forth. That was a now they're going to take our biometric information and put it on the card. But it's the essence, even though it's an opposite process, it's in essence the same thing, isn't it?
Well, yes. And here are the important points, David. Is first of all that, as you said, it's mandatory in this bill. It's which makes it automatically unconstitutional to mandate a national ID, and then so it's mandatory and must be carried with you at all times for identification to prove that you're here legally, and of course, if you want to work. If you want to have a job, get paid. If you want to be able to get into a hospital, and probably, as Congressman Ron Paul said, it will be undoubtedly used then, its use is expanded, just as we saw with Social Security. We were told when Social Security was started, it was only going to be for Social Security, that it wouldn't be used for any other purposes. And it was against the law until just relatively few years ago. But now you have to have it for your bank account, for your cell phone, for everything. Everybody asks for your Social Security number. And it would be the same thing with the E-Verify. It would quickly expand to where it would become an internal passport, a national ID, and you would not be able to travel or go anywhere or conduct any business without it. And we've seen this time and again. This is what happens with government programs that are already foul in principle. Once they are put into effect, we see that's exactly where they go.
We say that Social Security, it becomes a de facto ID. But what they're telling us is, well, we've got so many, they've gotten so good at creating fake Social Security numbers and systems and so forth. Now we've got to go to another level. We've got to go to biometric cards. And then down the road, as that becomes a de facto ID used everywhere by everyone, it's like, hey, we got this card. We could use that to identify people. Of course, everybody will use it, just like they do use Social Security. Then what they will do is they'll say, well, you know what? That's too easily compromised, so now we're going to have to require you to stick a chip in your arm. I mean, this just continues to go down that road, but they're taking something that should be a natural right to be able to travel, to be able to get a job, and they're turning that right, that human right, into a government-granted privilege, granted at the central government level, unconstitutionally, as you pointed out.
Right. And here is another important point of it. With all of the provisos that are in it that allow for an expansion of the H-1B and the H-2C programs for temporary workers coming here, for tech workers, agricultural workers, and with President Trump says he's not going to trade the wall. But here you have National Review, Jonah Goldberg yesterday, the headline for at National Review, the neocon globalist publication, was President Trump should trade the wall for policy that works. And the first thing that he's calling for is E-Verify. Of course, the neocons, the Buckley wing of the Republican Party, the rhinos, have always been in favor of this. They are not opposed to any of these big government programs. And they have been always for expanding all of these so-called temporary workers that come in. We focus primarily on our southern border, but our northern border has become more of a problem. But most of the illegal aliens nowadays are coming in through legal programs. They're coming in as students. They're coming in as H-1B workers from Pakistan, from China, from other parts of Asia. And then they, as tourists, and then they just stay here. And the E-Verify has actually carved out exemptions for them. So this would create more of the problem, just as these previous legislative bills have done. And then they'd come back later with, oh, well, now we have to have more restrictions on Americans. And one of the things that Alex Newman pointed out in his article that you showed there is that many of the millions of the illegal aliens who are working here now, particularly those low-skilled ones from Latin America, are working under the table now. The E-Verify would not apply to them. It's only going to apply to you, me, and millions of Americans who are born here, who are here legally, who are already citizens.
That's right. And when you look at it, I said, this is like gun control. You know, you want to put out a program of work control and job control. It's like gun control. The people who don't care about the laws are going to continue in their underground economy, just as we see the same thing happening with gun control. You know, you put background checks on things and it doesn't work. We see that everywhere that they have gun control, they actually have more gun violence. And as he pointed out in this article, there's an underground economy here, and you've got employers who have as part of their business model that they're going to hire cheap labor from abroad. That's going to continue to go on. And it's actually increased, as you just pointed out, in this bill, increasing by 45% the number of foreign workers that they would bring in, meaning 55,000 additional workers, immigrants will be brought in on top of those who are already coming in, expanding the H-2C program for agricultural workers and so on. So this is not a good bill.
Well, yeah, it's important that Americans, particularly all of those who believe in what President Trump was saying about America first, that we have to watch out for America's rights first. It's his job as president, our elected officials, our congressmen. It's not their mandate, their remit to solve all the problems of the world. They're supposed to govern under our constitutional provisions, and that's right. They're supposed to be looking out for the United States of America. If you or I want to, through our church or private organization, a charitable group, want to help other places around the world, that's our freedom to do so. But that isn't what the immigration policy is supposed to be for. Immigration policy is not supposed to be to try to solve all the other problems of the world. Oh, you have a war over here? Oh, okay, come here. You have a revolution there? Okay, you can send millions of people here. You have terrorism.
And they're the ones creating the war, the revolution.
Out of control crime, just send your people here. That's not the
We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mr. Jasper about his article about the FISA documents that were revealed by William Binney and Alex Jones a couple of days ago, and the mainstream media ignoring that. But you know, my concern about all this is that they look at this DACA amnesty for these demanders, and it's like, that's a given. And the position of the Republicans is like, well, maybe at least we can get some of these other things. I just cannot believe the way they're coming at this.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen blood. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to William Jasper, senior editor of The New American. You can find them at thenewamerican.com. We were just talking to him about the article a couple of days ago by Alex Newman. GOP leaders plot amnesty in exchange for a national ID. That's a very important article for you to read. We've talked about that for a couple of segments. I want to move on to an article that was put out yesterday by Mr. Jasper. Alex Jones scoops big media, releases secret FISA document. And as important as the information is in the document that William Binney came on to the Alex Jones radio show to talk about, it's also important to look at the reaction from big media, from the establishment media. Some of them pushed back, but most of them just responded in silence.
And so I want Mr. Jasper to break this down, because when we're looking at the memo, that was a four-page summary of a lot of things. As William Binney said, the abuses that the memo was talking about, abuses by the Department of Justice, by the FBI, by the NSA, these were all done because of, or enabled by the FISA court, which has become a tool for these kinds of politicized surveillance state activities, to allow these people to abuse power, to allow them to engage in criminal acts for political purposes. So the basis of this, this thing that was supposed to control the CIA and the NSA from spying on Americans, has now become, the FISA court, has now become a tool to enable them to do what they were ostensibly prohibited from by the FISA court. Of course, it was against the law before they had it. It's still against the law, so they're engaging in criminal acts. But let's talk a little bit about what's in this, the reaction to it, Mr. Jasper.
Well, it's important to remember, David, you've been covering very extensively there the over the last several months, and particularly in the last couple of weeks, the developments that have really caused a huge wave of indignation and alarm across the country, coming out of the House Committee on Intelligence, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. That's where this four-page memo came out. Of course, it hasn't come out yet, but it was brought to the attention of members of Congress. The House Intelligence Committee voted to have this four-page summary of serious criminal abuses by the Department of Justice, the FBI, and presumably other agencies of the U.S. government, particularly under the Obama administration, directed against President Trump, that this be made available to the public. They first made it available to all members of the House of Representatives, who had to go to a secure room in the Capitol to view it. They were not allowed to take any notes, take any copies, take any pictures. They were not allowed. They had to sign an agreement not to divulge the contents of it in public, only talk about it in general terms. And of course, over the next, well, that was on January 18th, a week ago.
That's right.
Then the following day, January 19th, on both of those days, members of Congress started going on, particularly on Fox News, on Laura Ingraham, on Hannity, on Lou Dobbs. Interestingly, but not surprisingly, CNN, the New York Times, everybody else ignored it and pretended that it didn't exist. Or they started taking as talking points Adam Schiff, Democrat, California. He's the ranking minority member on the committee. They started taking his position that this is just all a Republican ploy to undermine the Russia collusion charges against Trump that Mueller is into. And that's where you've seen all of the established media. That's where they've been going. They've been saying the Republicans are trying to undercut the FBI.
That's right. And Schiff and so, Feinstein are saying, hey, these are Russian bots that are putting out hashtag release the memo. The Deplore bots are out there. And even Twitter said that's not true. And the Daily Beast reported, the Daily Beast went to Twitter, a hardcore left-wing publication went to Twitter, and both Twitter and the Daily Beast said that's not true.
Right. So what we have here is an attempt to shut down these independent investigations, make sure that none of this deep state attack. Clearly, what we know so far with all the missing FBI texts, with the texts that have already come out about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, and that's only a small part of it. The activities of Andrew McCabe and others, of Mueller and Comey, the way in which they have helped Hillary Clinton and gone after Trump. It's very clear this is an operation to get Trump removed from office by any means necessary. And we have this huge federal bureaucracy, deep state as well, thousands of Obama holdovers who have come out, you know, the recent FBI texts about a secret society. Well, this was not the first reference to that. You know, we have had in various of the other federal agencies, Dumbledore's army and he who cannot be named and all these other Snape and other secret groups within the bureaucracy, which are claiming that they are going to continue thwarting the new administration, which is one of the reasons why the Trump administration has continued to have for the last year all these leaks and efforts to stymie it from within. And that's,
of course, a part of that is the big media that has pushed back. Most of them have just ignored it. Some of them have pushed back and said it's old news, but it was never news with them to start with, whether it was available on the server, the government servers or not. They say, well, this is back in May. We don't know when it was declassified. We don't know, as you point out in your article, when it was put out there. William Binney said, hey, this just happened. They're saying, oh, that goes back to May. Well, they never reported it back then, did they?
Right. So for them to try to use the old news ploy is beyond disingenuous. I mean, none of them covered it when the news was young, if it was truly up there back in May. So the fact is that InfoWars was the first one to break this and to bring this out. And you have William Binney, who is a recognized, renowned world expert on this. He's the one who's saying that, this is the roadmap to how they are using NSA to sweep up everybody, millions of Americans, private information, your private communications, phone calls, emails, all of whatever is out there on the cloud. They're taking all of this, and in this particular case, they're using it against the president. But they're using it against all of us when...
That's the key thing. That's the key thing that we need to not lose sight of, is that this is not... They want to try to narrowly focus this simply on President Trump. And, of course, that is a very important aspect of it. But we must not let them narrow it down to this. I think one of the other things that it tells us about this is the fact that, yes, this thing has been around in some way, shape, or form since May. Did the Republicans see this? And I think it brings up a couple of troubling issues. Rand Paul said immediately after they passed this, it's like, look, one day after they pass this, they suddenly discover all this and we write the memo about all this corruption. But if they didn't know, if they knew about this and they loosened the rules for spying on Americans and reauthorize this, that's one thing. The other thing is they can claim ignorance, but if they're ignorant, then that means that they have absolutely no control over these structures. That's the thing that really troubles me, is not the irony of this, but the hypocrisy of this and the criminality of this. I think Congress ought to deauthorize this.
Well, very definitely, as with so many of the other things involving the NSA. Here, the NSA has... we've just built this multi-billion-dollar complex in Utah for the NSA, which you've written about extensively over the last several years, to allow them to vastly expand all of this kind of illegal, unconstitutional snooping on Americans. As William Binney pointed out there and showed on the map of Fairview, the Fairview map, most of the activity is taking place inside the United States. It is not being directed against foreign nationals in foreign countries who are a threat to the U.S. Obviously, some of the things they will vacuum up will be useful in prosecuting terrorists or perhaps in preventing it. But as you pointed out, to give up liberty for the promise of security usually ends up meaning you lose both.
And this is nothing new. I mean, the whole reason we had the FISA Act in the first place was because Frank Church and Congressman Pike knew that the CIA and the NSA were spying on Americans. So they said, look, we're going to have this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Foreign. You're not supposed to do it here in America. And they put all these restrictions on it. And instead, it became the tool that they used to excuse their spying on Americans. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been talking to William Jasper, senior editor of The New American, thenewamerican.com. That's it for today's broadcast. Thank you
for listening. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. So it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.